Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, James P. Connolly and Dwight Slade. It's all coming up right after this.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Hey, Bob, you okay?
Why do you ask, Tom?
I noticed you're scratching your crotch and kind of clutching your chest.
Yeah, well, I have jock itch and a really bad case of indigestion.
Have you taken anything for it?
That's just it, Tom. I don't know what to take.
Here, try one of these.
Okay, you're the doctor, but what is it?
It's the only medicine you can take that relieves both painful indigestion and pesky jock itch at the same time.
What's it called?
Bob, it's from the people who make Tums. It's called Scro-Tums.
Huh? Tom's right, Bob. New Scro-Tums can relieve indigestion and jock itch in just minutes.
Hey, feeling better, Bob?
Oh, like $1 million.
Let me buy you a beer.
Great.
And how about some nuts?
Thanks.
Yes, thanks to Scro-Tums, Bob can have a handful of nuts without attracting disgusted stares or worrying about a bad case of indigestion. Scro-Tums, the only product on the market that relieves jock itch and indigestion at the same time. Get your hand out of the front of your pants, put it in your back pocket, pull out your wallet, and buy some Scro-Tums today. Just look for the fuzzy little bag the next time you're at the drugstore. Scro-Tums from Frigamall Pharmaceuticals, the same people who brought you the product that relieves painful corns on your feet and itchy hot hemorrhoids. Cornhole H. Right, Bob?
Rightio.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
This is the Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, hi. Thanks for joining us. With us in the studio, comedian James. I got to switch my voice, James.
Mm-hmm. It's always appropriate. I appreciate that.
Whenever you're here, we all have to start talking like you. Comedian James P. Connolly is here, and comedian Dwight Slade, both distinguished comedians, both residents of the West Coast. Although Dwight, more of a hipster, you currently live in
more of a hipster,
Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, a little hipper. What do you think?
What's the image?
Where are you, James? Culver City?
First of all, in the full military, nothing is more hip than this. I think we've established my Michael Jackson-like hipness.
Now, we will allow you that because you were in the Marine Corps.
Yes, this was issued to me upon leaving. They gave me the faux hip.
You know something? I don't think the Marines have one that has that weird eagle, whatever that print is, on the right shoulder.
I believe this is a bird of prey.
Uh-huh.
Real men can comfortably wear it. Look at Elvis's jumpsuit. Very, very confident in that. Yeah.
I believe the guy in the Village People wears that shirt.
That's
the cop?
Let me tell you something. If Hot Topic ever needs to invade a country, this is the uniform, my friend.
Amen. So, I'm with you.
Don't badmouth it.
Okay, I'm sorry. You look very nice, very handsome.
Yes,
and for a guy that has a brand new baby, born October
24. Completely not supposed to.
Young Parker James
wasn't even on the calendar.
Wow, come on!
Didn't have it on the calendar that day.
I know,
babe. You know what I had? Tanning and drinking in Maui,
which is weird because the conception was on the calendar.
Yeah. Exactly.
Uh-huh. How about that?
Yeah. Wow.
Now, was this one of those, did you have to go through a bunch of rigmarole to conceive this child, or was this...
There's no rigmarole. We just did pure sex. Uh-huh. That's all we did. We
didn't, I don't like it.
We don't rigmarole at all. No.
What? Really? Okay.
No, we just did what the people do, you know? We
coupled.
Dimmed the lights. We coupled. Mm-hmm. We wore our military attire, and we let it rock.
Now, in our present culture, typically, in order to get pregnant, you would have had to lost your job. And then immediately.
Yeah. Moved in with my parents.
Yes, and then immediately she would have become pregnant.
Exactly.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah. So I did. I did stop working for several weeks and moved close to my mother and became pregnant instantly. So, yeah.
How about that?
And I didn't sleep, made myself extremely unattractive.
Have the grandparents visited the little baby?
Both. We had each mother come in and spend some time.
Have you established the name? Of
the mother?
Yes.
Irene.
Grandma.
No.
Grandmother?
No. Are the grandmothers Grammy, Nanny, Grams?
Again, we're not...
That's a little too soon.
Yeah, I'm not... We're not, you know, the whole, you know, I call my mother Mom. I think she's a grandma. And the other one, which is a Nama. I think they call her Nama. Mm. It's kind of a...
That's a good one.
Yeah, that is a good
one. I like
that. The Nama.
Because that can be a real bone of contention.
She came in a Nama. So there was no question. She was a Nama when I came into the family.
Now, from an international term of some kind?
She's a tribal woman from the Serengeti.
Yeah, is she?
Yeah. So we.
Yes. Isn't your background? Aren't you from Bolivia or something?
What? Yeah. No. I'm a Mexican Irishman from Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
Which, Mexican Irishman.
Yeah, we're very well connected to the Bolivian culture out there. Uh-huh.
I knew it was something like that.
Yeah,
so, no, was Nana. What is it?
Nama.
Nama.
Okay. Nama.
N-O-M-A. I've never. I don't know what the phonetic spelling of Nama is. Probably N O umlaut M A.
And is the other one just going to be Grandma?
I think she's just going to be Grandma. Yeah, we pretty much established that.
I see you as a grandmother. I mean, I see you as using
you
the
mean
word
very
grandmother.
Proper names.
Grandmother.
Yes, grandmother, grandfather.
Yeah, we use old English terms in my house, all that.
When you were a kid, did you call your father dad, or was it father?
Papa.
Papa.
Papa. Papa was the term, yeah.
Was it really?
Papa? No, you couldn't call my dad Papa.
Papa, more tea, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my life's gotten all switched around. My kids now call me Pops.
Yeah. Do they now?
I don't know where that's stereotype.
Yeah, that's a way of making fun of you.
Yeah, you know what? They are making fun of you behind your back.
Hey, Pops.
No, they're not. They
ask Pops.
They are, seriously. I don't know when it happened. It just did.
No, I will. We'll make sure that we're gonna. Dwight and I talked about this earlier about establishing a culture of fear raising children.
So is your child gonna call you Mr. Connolly?
He's not gonna look me in the eye until he's like 17 years old. As a matter of fact, the first time I want to look him in the eyes when he graduates high school because he earned it.
That's right.
I see. Now, Dwight,
your kids call you still Dad, Daddy, or do they have nicknames?
Now, Dwight, let me explain. Dwight, you had kids when you were like 16.
I had. It's so interesting. He's showing me pictures of his little baby, uh-huh. and I have two children, and they're 19 and 22.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And even though I'm 25 years old, it's amazing.
Unbelievable.
Staggering. There's a time portal here between the two of us.
But I notice that parents over a certain age, we never carry pictures of our children.
No.
So you're not going to see me pull out a picture. This is my 19-year-old son. Look at him. He's in front of internet porn. Isn't that cute? Look at his acne. Uh-huh. He never washes.
His favorite place.
Here's a picture of my 22-year-old daughter. She just wrecked the car right there. She T-boned in an intersection. And my insurance is going up.
Isn't she lovely? Yeah.
So it's it's fascinating. Uh-huh. And
it's a new, now there is a new culture thing because of cell phones. Obviously, was a time when you'd have to reach into your wallet and take that little baby picture out. Uh-huh. And now everybody's got them on their phone.
I remember time the choice of wallet was depending on how many little plastic frames you had for pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll take that wallet.
And before that, there was a time when you actually had to go and see the baby.
Yes. Ooh. How about that?
I hated that.
Mm-hmm. It's cave drawings sketched on the side, hieroglyphics.
Bring your germs over. Hey, how's the... Oh, sorry, I got some snot on a little kid's face.
Open. That's all right. You'll live.
Now, do you have I know you were using, I believe I saw you taking some pictures during the break. Do you have a bunch of photographs of your son on that camera?
Yeah, we got all kinds. Yes, we do take some pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't rolled the video camera yet, and it's not that I'm not interested in the actual movement of my child, but I think I find him very more attractive when he's still.
Mm-hmm. You'll want it when you're older.
No, I'm lazy. No, I don't see.
No, you'll be amazed at, you'll become a big old softy. You'll want it later.
I think the best I'll do is maybe put surveillance cameras around the house. We'll have live streaming video at all times.
Those are the ones you don't want to look at.
That's
Hey, little PJ, this is when you were on To Catch a Predator.
Uh-huh. Look at this. This is where you're breaking into Dad's car.
some things are missing.
I like that. Oh, really? You didn't do that? Let's roll tape, Parker. Let's roll tape.
Yeah. Look, there you are. Six-pack of PBR. Nice.
Going online without ExpressVPN is like driving without car insurance. You might be a great driver, but with all the crazy people on the road these days, why would you take the risk?
Here's why you need ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, airports, etc., your online data is not secure.
Any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data. It doesn't take much technical knowledge to hack someone. That is why you need ExpressVPN.
Your data is valuable. Hackers can make up to $1,000 per person selling personal info on the dark web. ExpressVPN stops hackers from stealing your data by creating a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet.
One of our staff members signed up for ExpressVPN because they had an identity theft scare when they were shopping online. Their kids were accessing the internet, and they wanted to be cautious about their privacy.
ExpressVPN plans start at just $3.49 a month. That's 12 cents a day. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. And ExpressVPN works on all devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and more. so you can stay secure on the go. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. That's expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom. Find out how you can get up to 4 extra months. expressvpn.com/Bob and Tom.
Next Roll with Vernon Davis, the transformative journeys of athletes, artists, and entrepreneurs.
We have very special guests.
Ladies and gentlemen, Devon Franklin.
Whether it's the movies I'm doing, whether it's the TV shows, I just tap into the truth. That's what I bring to every project.
Ladies and gentlemen, Isaac Keys. People always ask, how did you make it to the NFL? How did you get into acting? There's a story behind all of that. It's about whether you're willing to tell your story or not.
Next Roll isn't about what's next. It's about why they do it. Next Roll with Vernon Davis. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Dwight, everything good with your life? We haven't really talked in a long time. You're a divorced man.
Yes, I am. I'm divorced. I'm just out of a four-year relationship, but happy that I got the GED.
Nice.
lost my brother this year. Found him. We were at Walmart. Uh-huh. He wanders.
Nice.
Uh-huh. lost my job. I work, as a substitute teacher for homeschoolers.
Wow.
And, you know, one unscheduled field trip. Amber alert. Hey, whatever. I think kids need to see a Hooters. Sorry. It's educational.
I agree.
Now, wait a minute. Now, when you say four-year relationship, are you seeing anyone really?
I am currently seeing someone fairly regularly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting.
Is she aware of this? That,
fairly regularly.
Well, no,
yeah, I know. I'm having trouble with commitment.
I love the loose commitment.
It's terrible. I know.
Because the man committed for many years. And,
I know.
He'd already done that.
That's right. I'm not sure.
You can, you know,
I put in my time.
That's right. You move the way you want to.
I put in my time. Right. I like the way you're talking to me.
That's right.
It's like a Baptist revival.
Come on. You're riding
Come on,
solo.
Brother.
Come on, man.
Are you still what we would consider a social network predator?
Fair enough. You
radio predator.
Quotes. Anyway. I say romantic.
Yeah. Don't judge me. Yeah.
Predator has such a harsh term to it.
I'm sorry.
I'm an enthusiast.
There you go.
There you go. Okay.
In all fairness, I think I can safely say this. I'll ask Christy. Would you not say Dwight is certainly one of the most handsome of all of the
guys?
Well, say this every time he's in here.
Yes. James, of course. Yeah.
Well, James has a certain overt masculinity that is beyond
handsome. Thank you. Overt masculinity. That's the title of my new CD, Overt Masculinity.
Overt Masculinity.
I'm going to throw this out here because I know you're thinking this. Dwight, what? You're kind of rocking the Justin Bieber hair, though.
I totally have Justin Bieber hair. I'm Justin Bieber's father.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, you know what? He had it before Bieber did.
You were going to bring it up, right. Weren't you?
I was doing some shopping, getting maybe a couple of dollies for my little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I was...
Why don't you just move her into a store? Just keep her there.
That's your room, honey.
Everything there.
So I'm in the doll section. I don't know much about dolls, and it took me forever to pick these things out, in any event. But I came around the corner, and what do they call it? The end cap at the store?
Yes, very good.
That's
end cap.
Where they're pushing the stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have, it's all Justin Bieber stuff.
Oh, yeah. Bieber fever, baby.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize they'd had that much time to get this guy up and running.
He's a marketing machine.
He's everywhere. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, but you do have that look. But you are a very young-looking guy. I'm actually leading to something here.
Okay.
Are you one of those that likes to text photographs? Because if you're a handsome guy, I'm sure you're having some kind
of... What kind of photographs are you getting at, Tom?
That's what I'm going to ask.
In your fairly regular relationship, do you send her photographs?
Well, it's another reason I don't keep pictures of my children or anything on my cell phone, because when you thumb through it, you don't want to go, hey, take a look at this picture. Oh, that's the Hooters girl.
Yeah.
I don't want to, you don't want to show those pictures that maybe, that were taken in Austin during a drunken binge that are rather private and you forgot to lock them.
And Dwight, you are currently playing the field, meeting women here and there. And you said you do the texting thing with them. Have you ever done the so-called sexting? Is that in your repertoire?
I have committed that infraction, yes.
Or aren't you concerned that they're going to end up, I don't know.
What, on the internet with his face next to it? What?
Playing quarterback in the NFL someday?
Yeah. Look, at this point in my career, I'll take it. You bet. You want to take my sexts and go ahead and take it.
Maybe you should use that as your shot, your publicity shot. What do they call that? Your head shot for the clubs? People going, oh, look, there's John Fox. There's Jay Leno. Oh, that's Dwight Slade's penis.
They had a story on E! Where it does the sex tape help your career?
And what they say.
It does.
Well, see, that's what the theory we have on this whole Miley Cyrus thing where she's allegedly smoking, what's it called?
Salvia.
But she's looking right at the camera, so she knows she's about to be thrown under the bus. I think she's trying to go the route of Britney Spears, where she becomes a bad girl now that she's 18. And
who knows?
Rather than staying the little squeaky clean teen idol.
You ever smoke that Salvia Dolly? That'll give you weird dreams.
Yeah, I'll bet.
The melting clock.
Let me tell you something. That was some joke. Wasn't that? Wow.
It really was.
Thank you. And that's the reaction I'm looking for.
You're like a handsome, slender Bob Zaney with hair.
The degree of difficulty on that was 10. That was phenomenal. I agree.
But the dismount, ugly.
Now, I know that you, your former wife is a beautiful woman, veterinarian.
What are you, seeing her? What's going on here? She's a beautiful woman.
That's
my ex.
That's a perfectly logical
question.
I'm trying to help.
Are you banging his ex-wife? Is that what I'm hearing?
She's
well, everybody else was. Not surprised.
I was just trying to help. Did you have a...
What the hell was that?
Let me ask this. Did you get together with her for Thanksgiving and the kids, and did you all...
What?
My ex-wife?
Tom,
wow. Is that what you do?
I just try to be, get the whole family together.
Don't you remember? She's remarried. She's...
Oh, that's right.
Dawn.
Oh,
yeah.
Could you pass me the... You're eating my brain! I'm sorry.
I meant to say...
Who brought the potatoes? Yeah. I don't know, but I brought a gun. You want to see it?
Would you like some more of another man? I mean...
Wow.
For Thanksgiving, you didn't get together with
my open heart.
I didn't think I would need to qualify that I didn't spend it with my ex-wife.
Sorry, stupid question.
But you're on to something, which is the fact that my ex has their family has a ranch in Southern Washington, and everyone goes there for Thanksgiving, and you can't compete against that.
No, you can't.
A ranch setting.
No.
So I just let my kids go to her place on Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
and my brother, who lives in Portland, he goes to his friend's place, the Grubers, that's their name, and I know the Grubers, but what I do every Thanksgiving, this is my own weakness, and but I spend it alone, and I look forward to it because it's my day. I've put in the time. I've been to my in-laws, and I'm so happy to be out of the in-law Thanksgiving business. Because my in-laws were, and I'm serious about this, they would do the instant potatoes, the box with the actual, and stir it up. And, you know, then I'd bring it up. I go, really? You're going to do instant
potatoes?
Really? Potatoes, really? And then, you know, my ex's brother's like, well, why don't you just bring the potatoes? Why don't you make, you know, big confrontation in the kitchen. And I got, no, I'm not going to show up with a big pack of... You know, like an immigrant, sharecropper with potatoes on my back. Yeah, I'll make them and slap them down. And I'm not going to do that. And so, and I'm happy to be out of.
So Thanksgiving is Dwight Slade Day,
right? And
it's a me day. You get like a mani pedi and.
Well, very few places are open on Thanksgiving.
So the Vietnamese are now celebrating Thanksgiving.
Sure.
Okay, sorry.
So
you pick
once a year. I do marijuana once a year, which is
You smoke the marijuana?
I don't smoke it, but I wouldn't know how to do it.
You eat it? You do the brownie?
Yeah, I have one of my friends make brownies for me because I know nothing about it. But
all
it's
right.
my 1 year.
1 year.
Once a year.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
So I get up in the morning and I had like two or three of these things. And again, I only do it once a year, but I'm looking forward to it. I have rented Jimi Hendrix DVDs. I'm going to watch that.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to enjoy my day.
Uh-huh.
I get a text from my brother going, I'll be by in an hour to pick you up.
And I
text back, for what? And he goes, you said you were going to the Grubers with me.
Uh-oh.
And I said, I remember, I said, you know, I was going to tell him and break the date later.
Ooh.
He swings by, picks me up. I can't say no at this point. So I go over to the Grubers, and it's just hitting me, the full effect of these brownies.
Uh-oh.
And he says this as we're about to get out of the car. He says this. He goes, remember, the Grubers 11-year-old is a severe hemophiliac.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
You know, at the beginning, didn't care much for the story.
Now
I'm fully invested.
Now
I'm at the table. I'm waiting to see what happens.
Now I'm like...
Are there flying forks? Anything like that?
And first of all, Is there a distinction between severe and mild?
Right.
Don't know.
And why do you need to know this information?
Well, so you know, just in case you decide to stab him.
He's a severe.
It's been known to happen at Thanksgiving.
There's a lot of carving going on at Thanksgiving. You know, there are a lot of knives. Well,
you don't want to say that to someone who's just coming into the ultimate paranoia of their life.
Right.
That, oh, by the way.
We got a bleeder. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. A severe bleeder.
Severe hemophilia.
Okay. All right.
So I go in, and of course, you know, I'm just out of my mind right now, and all I can think about is the 11-year-old hemophilia.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So I'm every moment I'm going, where's the hemophilia?
Where is he? Mm-hmm.
And I look over, and we're about to eat, and there's, you know, he's got a fork. Really? Are you gonna take the one thing? And they're carving the turkey. He's next to the. I mean, the hemophilia is next to the turkey.
Uh-huh.
And in the living room, they have they're taking care of this. They have a dog and really nice house, and they've spent probably $12,000 on the furniture.
Uh-huh.
But that they have a kennel dog in the middle of the living room. That's where,
which
dominates your attention when you walk into a nice living room. But there's always the kennel dog, but it's not a nice kennel dog. You go over there, have a, you know, it's one of those. You know, you go over. I look. The hemophiliac is over by the dog. One looking. You know, get the hemophiliac.
Maybe there's more than one hemophiliac in this
away from the dog.
Anything can happen.
I'm out of it. And so it was the most miserable, paranoid Thanksgiving ever.
Oh, man.
Oh, I bet.
And, of course, walking out. Okay, it is possible that in the fact that I had these brownies that my brother may have said, oh, by the way, the uncle is into pedophilia.
What?
It is possible that I misheard the whole thing.
Would have been even worse.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.